We've got good news to share with you today. Good news, there is a better way. We've got good news to help you win. A way to start your life again. We've got good news to share with you today.
Welcome to Good News with Lowell and Connie Lundstrom. Join them for music and a message that will inspire and change your life.
Everything you need is in Jesus. Maybe we have come here just in time. Good news.
Hi, this is Lowell Lundstrom.
And this is Connie, and we're glad you're listening. And we're going to be talking about how to share your faith without fear.
Here's a song.
Souls are crying, men are dying. Won't you lead them to the cross? Go and find them, help to win them, win the lost at any. As we look around us, all the fields are white, ripened on to harvest, and so swiftly comes the night. Christians must get busy, there is work to do. There's an urgent task awaiting you. Souls are crying, men are dying. Won't you lead them to the
Jesus said in Mark 16, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." So after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following.
Souls are crying, men are dying. Won't you lead them to the at any cost.
We've taken surveys across the country and found out the number one fear that Christians have is the fear of witnessing to their friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're so afraid of that.
Of being rejected.
Yeah. Now, while there is some rejection, there's a whole lot more frustration when you know you should be witnessing and talking about the Lord and you're not. And so we'd like to talk about that a little bit on the program today and then again next week, because it's very important that we know what we're doing. Michelle, who is our hairstylist, told about how she was one of the ladies in the salon. You know how they'll have about 10 chairs full of different people getting worked on, trying to resurrect them from the dead. Listen, Michelle, this hairstylist.
Our beautician.
She told me how she would talk about the Lord whenever it came up in her chair, mm-hmm. a guest or a customer. And because of that, she's quite sure that her boss let her go, fired her, because her boss didn't like this religion, this spirituality, she called it. But so there is a price you do pay for giving a witness, but 9 out of 10 people won't react. That's about the toughest that I've heard people react recently. So we learn how to go with the flow, and we don't have to jam this down their throat.
No, we don't want to come across obnoxious. That's not the plan of it. People will know we're Christians by our what?
Love.
Love.
Yeah, we love one another. We love them too. We love people who are not Christians. In fact, we view the unsaved as pre-Christian. Think of them that way.
But the Lord did tell us, Lowell, to go and to be witnesses. And so we know the enemy's sitting there right on our shoulder, trying to make us fearful.
Yeah, he conjures things up.
He wants us to keep our mouths shut.
He's a liar.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing, Lowell, that feels better than when you've been obedient to Christ and when you've talked to someone that you felt the Lord would have you talk to. You feel so good that you were obedient and did the Lord's will.
I have a neighbor friend that has gone hunting with me down through the years. We've been hunting together off and on for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to talk to him about the Lord. But the right time never really came about. It just didn't transpire.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praying silently. We were there in the duck blind in the boat. And, of course, the decoys were sitting out in front of us. And what would happen is the ducks would see the decoys and set their wings. And if we quacked a couple of times on the duck call, they'd come coasting in there and bam, 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 we'd shoot and we had a great time. It was a great hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And one time while waiting for the next flock of ducks to arrive, I asked my friend, I said, have you ever personally received Christ as your Savior? Have you ever had him come into your heart? And he said, no. I said, would you like to receive Christ? They're in the duck blind.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, sure. So I led him in the sinner's prayer, asking Christ into his heart.
Wonderful. Sometimes people are just ready.
That was the best hunting trip I've ever had.
That was better than hunting the ducks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the geese.
Yeah, hunting people that need the Lord.
Yes.
The one thing is there's a lot of times people are really skeptical whether this is going to work. And there's a wonderful line I've used for soul winning for years.
Mm-hmm. What is that, Lowell?
Here it is. Say it with me. Say it after me. Listener, wherever you might be, say it after me. Say, give your heart to Jesus.
Give your heart to Jesus.
Try him for 6 months.
Try him for 6 months.
And if you don't like how things are going.
If you don't like how things are going.
You can get all your sins back. That works.
I think the Lord says. The Lord says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I believe he knows that if people will just give him a try, that they'll know how good he is.
See, the sinner is afraid of losing his identity or his management of his own life.
Mm-hmm.
He worries that some long-bearded man and his papoofnik for a wife are going to end up telling him how he's supposed to live his life. And that really isn't the truth. You read the Bible, it's plain enough.
But here, Lowell, here's your sermon you had a while ago, How to Share Your Faith Without Fear. And what's the first recommendation?
You must earn the right to be heard. In Matthew 25, Jesus talks about the good works of providing food and shelter and clothing and transportation and visitation in the hospital and the jails.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lifestyle of caring for others.
Showing your love. Mm-hmm.
They can see that you've been to the jail. They can see that you're in the hospital. They can see that you have mm-hmm. people over to your house.
And that fits in, Lowell, with point number two, earn the right by living a holy life.
That's right. Now, if you study religions, you'll see that Christianity is uniquely different than all the others. Here's what really makes Christianity, fundamental evangelical Christianity, the truth, is the fact that Jesus Christ was God wrapped in skin. That's who Jesus was. And he worked miracles. He cleansed the lepers, raised the dead, stilled storms, walked on water. Jesus did miracles like no man has ever done. And then also we believe Christ is God because of the death he died when he died on the cross for our sins. That makes it legal for God then to forgive us. Jesus died in our stead. He
That's
took
right.
our place.
Yes, took our
then
place.
He rose again from the dead on the third day, and the last day he ascended into heaven with a crowd of around 500 who saw him off.
Mm-hmm.
And two angels standing by said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus whom you've seen taken up into heaven shall so come again in like
yes.
manner as you've seen him go."
Mm-hmm.
The angels said that Jesus is coming back.
That's right.
That's amazing. Look at all the different people. We have the angels. We have Paul the Apostle. We have Stephen, who was stoned to death, but he was putting his faith in Christ. And we have all the witnesses. There were about 500 witnesses, you count them all up. And so when you give your life to Christ, you can be sure that he did rise again from the dead, and the Bible account is accurate.
Mm-hmm. And Lowell, another way you can share your faith without fear is to know the three steps to salvation. It's so simple.
When you're under pressure, you sometimes stop thinking. At least I do.
And that's why you need this ABC. That's real easy to remember.
A,
admit you have sinned.
B,
believe Jesus died for your sins.
C,
commit your life as fully as you can to the Lord, 100%.
That's the road.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to be Christians, but on their own terms.
Yeah,
Lord, I don't want to give you this. Lord, I don't want to give up this. I don't want to give up that thing. But to be a true Christian, we have to be willing to surrender what?
Everything.
Everything.
And if Christ isn't worth everything, he's not worth
anything.
And if he's worth anything, he's worth
everything.
Yes, that's the fact. So trusting Christ has forgiven my sins.
Mm-hmm.
I give witness of his work in my life. And with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Yes, and listen to this beautiful scripture in 1 Peter 3:15. But in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. You know, we've covered 3 points, Lowell. All we were able to cover today was 3 points on how to share your faith without fear. So, friend, listen in again next time, and we'll share the rest of the points.
Let's pray. Say this after me. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
I turn my life over to you.
I turn my life over to you.
I want to follow you, Jesus.
I want to follow you fully,
and
Jesus.
And do everything you want me to do.
And do everything you want me to do.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Come unto Jesus. Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way.
Friend, if you'd like to receive Lowell's 46-page book, God's Promises to Save Your Loved Ones, just push the special offer button, and for $15 or more, just a way to say, we support you, Lowell and Connie, we want to keep you talking and ministering about the gospel, for that gift, we'll send you this wonderful 46-page booklet, and also a pamphlet Lowell wrote showing 10 ways to win your loved ones and friends to Christ. We're going to include this pamphlet. It's all so plain and so simple and so helpful to be an aid to you in winning your lost loved ones to Christ. So be sure to push that special offer button and be sure to include us in your prayers every day. We need them. God bless you.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
This is G. Douglas Gilmore, thanking you for listening to Good News for You.